Headline Report. News and analysis. Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House. Good morning. Before visiting Prime Minister Tanaka, the President refers to Watergate. Details after this.
I don't know about you, but for me, a heavy breakfast on a summer morning just doesn't sit right. You want something light and cool and crisp and friendly. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Cereal fortified with 8 vitamins. With milk, fresh fruit, some toast and juice. That's great taste and nutrition. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. I found my morning. Snap, crackle, pop.
Great taste in the morning.
President Nixon today concludes his talks with Japan's Prime Minister Tanaka. Last night, Mr. Nixon, beneath the portrait of a brooding Lincoln in the state dining room, spoke in a toast to his Japanese guest of, quote, murky, vicious little things. The murky, vicious little things, as he put them, meaning Watergate and related crimes. The context was President Nixon saying that his time on the world stage is too short to spend much of it dealing with what he sees as little things. He went on to speak of not letting, quote, ourselves be remembered for the petty, indecent things that seem to obsess us. Mr. Nixon is trying hard to widen the public's focus to world problems and foreign policy, which he believes to be his strength, and away from the sordid stories of political crimes, which, justifiably or not, have become a weakness. Earlier in the day, as the president welcomed the Japanese prime minister on the sweltering South Lawn, some reporters who cover the president regularly thought Mr. Nixon looked and sounded a bit weaker than usual. He is, of course, still recovering from his bout with pneumonia, and he unquestionably has been spending many hours worrying and wondering about where and how and if Watergate will end. He has continued to work hard and longer than usual many days, and much as he wishes he didn't have to do so, hard as he tries to leave the impression things are otherwise, he is having to spend much of his time planning his defenses, trying to figure ways out of Watergate and related suspicions, and of continuing questions about why he will not reveal in detail how he financed the purchase of his California house, why two apparently conflicting stories were put out about that financing, and of the milk deal, the charges that there was a straight political payoff, campaign contributions for an increase in milk support prices, and, well, the list is long, and still lurking, seemingly everywhere, problems of the economy. Republican senators such as John Tower of Texas profess to believe that the tide may be turning back toward Mr. Nixon. The president and those around him in the White House hope so. This is what they have been counting upon. Week after week, month after month, as the president has refused to answer questions, the private guidance around the White House has been, just you wait, Mr. Reporter. Watergate and all the rest will peter out, and Richard Nixon will be back, riding high. Could be. By any objective analysis, yes, it could turn out that way. There is still, presumably, a long time to go in this, the second Nixon term. No senator or group of senators has the capacity to command center stage as quickly, nor as dramatically, nor for as long as a president in office. There is a whole series of foreign visits by the president in the making. To Europe sometime in late fall or early winter, to Japan in December or early next year, another trip to the Soviet Union sometime over the next year. It is by no means impossible for the president to turn public opinion around. It would appear to hinge, as it has ever since he slipped from his pinnacle of popularity just after the election, just before Watergate broke full, it would appear to hinge now as ever, mostly upon whether the president has in fact told the truth and the whole truth about crimes committed by those working for him and on his behalf, financed by money contributed to his campaign, and the truth, the whole truth about the cover-up. That is the fulcrum over which his future and the future of us all teeters. Now, please, this message.
If you're shopping for a new U.S. subcompact car right now, make this simple test. Ask the dealer if his factory will fix or replace any part in the car free if it wears out under normal use and service within 12 months or 12,000 miles. Only an American Motors dealer can answer yes. That's because only AMC backs every car we build with the exclusive buyer protection plan. Under the terms of the plan, we will fix any part except tires free for 12 months or 12,000 miles, whether it was defective or it just plain wore out. And only AMC has a plan to provide you with a free loaner car if guaranteed repairs take overnight. So when you're looking at year-end deals on a car, consider the added value the AMC Buyer Protection Plan gives to the Gremlin, Hornet, Javelin, Matador, and Ambassador. You'll see why we say it's not just what your dealer will do for you now that counts. It's what he'll do for you after you buy the car. American Motors Corporation. We back them better because we build them better.
Dan Rather, the White House. Thank you for joining us on First Line Report from CBS News.